from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He'll break out in pimples. Time for the legal.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, Steinie? As Film on Mike would say, Warriors are up. Where's your interest in Paul George?
I don't think there's
any doubt about that. Multiple outlets reporting. The question is, can they get him?
Is there...
And do you want him?
Okay. Because I told you, the Stark brothers, friends of mine, Phil and Pete Stark, they're out. Paul George, around town, Steinie, doesn't carry the weight that I think you think. I know hoop, so I know he can help. He's not here to be a one, but a lot of people are down on the... They feel like he has some Andrew Wiggins to his mental game. You know, I think Paul George, in this setting, would be the best version of himself. Just my two cents.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
And my
he was playing with two superstars in L.A.
And one
I don't know
would leave at the most important time.
Okay, so he was still
playing. As much as I love Kawhi.
He was still playing with Harden. That's pretty easy.
But
just have to stand in the corner.
But the caveat is, what if he would have kept playing with Kawhi and he'd been healthy? They might have really did something. That's why it's like, oh, it hurt.
But why didn't they do something?
Because he got hurt.
Because they're freaking old. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Goose all in. I'm scared.
But I got one quick thing
I'm
to ask.
I'm scared.
We heard Wendy. Yeah. Do you and Evan and the listeners think maybe there's more on the list than just Paul George?
Yeah.
Right now it's Paul George, yeah. And I get it. But do you think there could be some other names or plan Bs and Cs?
I do. Take a listen to your favorite goo, Stephen A.
Pay no attention to what Phoenix is saying. They want out of Kevin Durant right now. They want out of Kevin Durant right now. Also, Houston doesn't want Kevin Durant. Ime Udoka may want him, but organizationally, they know that they are not there yet. So their plans are more long range, and they would prefer a Devin Booker, who they know it's a slim chance they'll get, but that would be their preference.
All right, so Kevin Durant, according to Stephen A. Smith, available. I mean, just in a vacuum, would you rather have Durant or Paul George?
Durant.
Would you?
Yeah, but Wendy, I was watching that program this morning.
Yeah.
Program, as my dad Norm would say. And Wendy said that Booker and Kevin Durant are a week away from working out with Team USA, and they're so excited to get back.
Okay.
And play.
They can
then focus on next year, too. So I don't.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, it's like the Jordan Poole with Mike Dunleavy. That's a scar.
Well, I mean,
like Denzel in Glory.
I don't see.
Well,
you can. I just don't get the Team USA.
Well, they're getting ready to work out. But they're fired.
Yeah, they're also getting ready to be traded. Like, they can be too. You can work out in the summer.
Like, how can you have a Booker, Durant, and Beal and get swept? They did, but that was dumb. They had no point guard. That was stupid. In Fitz's voice.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our guy.
Haven't heard from Grandpa in a while. What's up, Chief?
He calls Willard and Dibs.
Oh.
Hey, I'm calling you guys now because I love you too, player. Man, good show. Hey, Signing.
Yeah.
You guys are introduced correctly. He brings the pragmatism. Steiny brings the logic. Guru brings the passion. Guru, that last exchange, man, I got to give it. Steiny, you are right, but Guru is too. Guru, man, I love you, dog. You brought that in because Steiny, he got a point. We may not be alive next year.
Oh, that's so bad.
You know what
let's
saying?
Go. Let's go. So bad.
But Steiny, wait, Steiny.
Grandpa,
Steiny.
Okay.
Wait, please, give me a minute.
Yeah, sure. I will.
But what he's saying, man, is let's throw it in right now, man. They Lakers and them, they got money. They going to make it better in the 2-3 years. Man, they got another plan. Man, do whatever you can, and let's make it happen now, brother. And check this out. Hey, round two, my nephew, man, look him up. He might be going through round two. He might be going. He got a call from the Jazz and Sack.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, my God, man.
What's his name?
No, he's a 6 foot. Ezra, Ezra Mignon, Manjon, out of Vanderbilt.
Wow.
He is 6 foot guard. He a 6 foot guard, but he got moves. He can take it to the rack. He got a 3-pointer. He's live from 25 and dirty from 30. Looking highlights on YouTube. Just Ezra Mignon.
Okay.
As I like to say these days, noted.
What if the Warriors drafted him? Wow.
So according to your guys' theory. Your guy's theory in real life would be, hey, you know what? Matt Steinmetz, I'm 59 years old. You know what? I'm probably not going to live till 70. What the hell? I'm going to just spend all my money now. Why not?
Kyle Shanahan told
Why
you
2
years ago, we're all not going to, we might be wiped out.
Let me spend every cent that I might need in 10 years.
It's not to that extent.
Tomorrow's not promised. Let's empty those bank accounts, everybody.
You know what we mean, Donnie. Mm. If you got something and you really want it and you got a job, God darn it, go get it. And Paul George is that.
I just, see, this is where I do have my finger on the pulse of fans because I know in 3 years, you're going to be mad. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Larkspur. What's up, Matt? How you doing, my man? You like Paul George?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Love the passion.
Sure.
My son and I were watching the playoff games this year in the NBA, and after every game we turn around and say, the league is getting younger. The Warriors have to get younger. How many uncontested layups in transition by the other team did we watch this year and go, oh, nobody got back on defense? So I think... the direction we have to go is we have to get younger. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
That's a great call, Steiny. And let me take a crack at it.
Yeah.
You can get younger or you can get better. I want to get better because I know there's a window.
But the Warriors have 4 young players who will get better, I think.
But are we a playoff team?
Maybe.
Without these moves of bringing in more top-tier talent?
Maybe.
I'm trying to get better and older before I'm trying to get younger and less talented. So I'll deal with the future, Steiny, because you're right. It's
No.
The Bills going
you're
to
not
come
going
due.
To deal with the future. I guarantee you. You're going to be I'm not watching this team.
Oh, my gosh, Steiny.
I'm talking about in 3 years. Yeah, you ain't going to be watching the Warriors if they're decimated.
It's almost like you'd proudly be watching because you know there's a transition of the cost of the dynasty. That's a book title. The price of a dynasty.
It's too long of a title. Oh, just the price of a dynasty? Well, you had...
By Darrell L. Johnson the first.
707. You aren't counting on just those three guys. Kuminga and Pajemski will be the keys to this squad. Well, are they good or are they not good, Kuminga and Pajemski?
Well, they're good, but...
But they're not good enough for you.
No, the team didn't make the playoffs, and everybody gets some
of
that.
So you're going to blame a rookie, Brandon Pajemski?
You are incredible.
Seriously.
No, I'm saying everybody has a hand. And the last person I'm blaming is 30. He had no offensive help.
Yeah, he had a bad second half. He had a bad second half. Yeah.
If you see him, you wouldn't tell him.
You know, what are you kidding?
I don't know. I was having a joke.
I wouldn't say bad. I'd be like, you know, Steph, you are the greatest shooter of all time.
Last time we saw him,
you
pulled out that list. You and
I have some history. But, yeah. You know, how you feeling, Steph?
The best thing that happened to my career. You owe him.
Who?
Steph. Look where you're at now. See, look who you work with. Evan and Goo.
You know what? I'm starting to figure out this guy. Oh, I owe Steph Curry something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Joe Lacob owes Curry something.
Oh, boy.
I owe Curry nothing.
But just the sound of
zero. Zero. I'm the only guy that told it like it was about him, and he respects it. Mm-hmm. I love Curry.
And that's why you owe him.
There you go. Oh, boy. I am excited, Todd. I just hope something happens. I hope this is not the Giants. Larry Kruger tweet on line one. My source is saying Judge is coming to town. Like, I hope something happens.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if nothing happens, you're still going to, like, you're going to be okay.
The Fitz model, yeah.
No, I mean, if they don't get Paul George, they don't get Durant. I mean,
run it back.
They're not the, like, in your mind, as long as the Warriors try, they're going to get credit. But the Giants, because they haven't got a track record, they can't just try. Like, what I'm saying is, if the Warriors, nothing happens this week, maybe Klay comes back, they make a marginal move, what are we going to say?
Fitz said last week on our show. Like, that is me, Steiny.
Well, which is you? Are they 54-win team, or do they need to get Paul George?
Listen, if you tell me the Fitz model, I don't think that could get you a championship. I'll root for it. But I think if you make this transaction and get Paul George, that puts you back in the mix to at least trying to get you to the Western Conference Finals. So either way, we win, Steiny, technically, because I do believe thoroughly. I'm telling you, every part of me, Draymond doesn't get suspended. The reality is they're not really talent-wise a 10th seed in the West.
How good can this team be if essentially Steph becomes the player he was after the All-Star break?
Then we're in trouble because there is no, unless Kuminga takes another hell of a jump or Pods or Moody, but that is something that was, Steiny, I believe we would be more fighting for the playoffs again with that model. Now that's sobering right there.
I mean, I really do. Listen, Steph Curry's a marvel. I mean, I'm serious. But how long can we expect him to play at the level he played at a year or two ago? Like, how? I mean,
I got to believe at least a season or two more.
Well, he dropped last season.
Now,
so, what
is there
that's
any
him?
Part of you where I say, Steiny, he's older now. He needs more help. And that's why he fell off at the end. Is there any merit to that?
Probably. But then you're.
I got to bring the ball up. I got to do every god darn thing. When you get older, bringing the ball up takes something from you, Steiny.
Exactly. I know. And that's why, like, I don't think of it as, well, Steph needs more help. Does he need more help? Yeah, but, like, he's 36. Man. Like, he's 36.
But it's a good 36, Steiny.
Was it a good 36 after the All-Star break?
But I'll tell you what. At the All-Star break, you wouldn't have said, you wouldn't.
You're right.
You know what I mean? You'd be
like,
everything is cool.
That's the second half of the season. Yeah. He wore down. He was gassed.
They got whooped at home by Toronto and Austin and San Jose and New Orleans where they were booing, Steiny. That was the first half. I'm just saying.
Let's go to
19-10.
Huh?
19-10.
Well, tell me what that means.
That was the record. Oh. When Curry performed horribly.
Oh, good. You know what? Hopefully he'll get really lousy next year and they'll be even better then. So if he takes another step back, they'll be 25-7.
No, but that goes against your, hey, Goo, how are they if he's...
What they play? They beat a good team all year. I don't care if they went 19-10 against Charlotte.
That does bother me, the record against the good teams.
It should bother you, because they ain't a good team. They weren't last year. They couldn't.
And that's why Wendy's saying they're aggressive now.
Beat a good team.
Yeah. I came.
Beat Indiana on the road. Philly. Team in the conference finals?
Oh, yeah. One game. 1-2-2.
Well, we're just going to play a schedule game because that's all we're going to do. I mean, we're just going to talk about who they didn't beat. And, you know.
I mean, you can very. Yeah, they beat me. They went 1-1 against Indiana. You're right.
Also went 1-1 against Boston.
I was just, Evan, mm-hmm. I was just going there.
And hey, listen.
Beat Boston.
They went 1-1 against Boston. They're as good as Boston. I mean, they're right there with Boston, right?
No, but you're making it sound like they're Memphis. No, like they're San Antonio.
I'm making it sound like any team they played four times that was good, they couldn't get over on them. Like, when you're playing Boston once at home, once on the road, yeah. You got a shot to win that game at home. But if you're playing really good teams four times, I just think it's, show me the teams that they beat 3 out of 4. Let's go to Sean in San Jose. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, first things first, we can't run it back, right? I mean, that would be so depressing. With only minor changes, it's not going to be enough. And we're never going to get another generational talent like Steph, a top 10 all-time potentially player. It's just not going to happen again. We'd be so lucky for that to happen again.
All right.
Paul George. It doesn't have to be Paul George, but he would be a very impactful player. His last season, he had another great season, even though he's old. Two main drawbacks I see are he is kind of glass. I agree, but we got to shoot for the moon. We're not going to be complacent and get far, right? So we take the risk, and I think most fans would be, you know, appreciative of taking that risk, right?
You know what, Sean? Thanks for the call.
I agree.
Do you think? Would most Warrior fans be on board if they acquired Paul George, but cost him a couple young guys?
Let's ask those same people, that same audience, were you okay with the team not making the playoffs? So I got to believe, Stein, it would be 80-20.
I'm not going to let you use both arguments. You can't say,
that's my partner.
Well, this isn't a team that made the playoffs, so we got to make changes, and then say, well, they're 54 with Draymond. Which one are they?
No, I win because the default is running it back. And Draymond, that's a reality. I believe that. But if that's the portfolio they go with, but if they make a move, I'm more excited about that than, you know, the default plan of running it back and Draymond not getting suspended. That's why I think, Steiny, you're saying I'm trying to have it both ways. This team is not as far off as we think.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah,
I get it.
This thing ain't over. It ain't dead. It just, we need the right moves here.
How are they going to leapfrog 9 teams in the Western Conference with a core that's declining? It's a core that's declining.
Well, availability is one part of how you do that. And that's number 23.
Well, Steph and Clay were healthy last year. They were healthy. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in the city. Hey.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey. Hello. Good, good. Hey, Guru, I love your passion, but you're thinking with your heart, not your head. These guys are done. I've been saying that for a while. I'm a huge Warrior fan. I told you guys before, I was a ball boy in the 60s. I'm a huge Warrior fan. I'm a huge Steph fan. But they need to trade him. I'd love to see them trade him tonight for young players or picks or whatever.
Wow.
Paul George is not going to do anything for the Warriors. Guru, look at his stats of how many games he's played. Last year was the first year that he played significant amount of time. All the 4 years before that, he was averaging about maybe 50 games a year. So if they make the playoffs, believe me, they'll have nothing left in the tank once they get there.
Let's say you're
San Antonio's
right. Okay. Let's say you're right. Let me just ask you this question. Let's say you're right. Why do you think the Warriors are in on Paul George? Why do you think, what's behind it?
Well, that's what they're saying, but I don't know if what's behind it is it, I don't know. I would disagree with them, but I don't think that they're that stupid. And I don't think that they'll make a play for him. I really don't. I mean, that would be crazy. It'd be mortgaging your future. And that, like I said, if they did get Paul George, the only way the Warriors compete is if they could get a young Kevin Durant. A young Kevin Durant, not the current Kevin Durant. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. They need somebody like that to help them, because they don't have enough pieces. They need to start rebuilding this team. Look what happened to the San Antonio Spurs. They let that roster get old, and now they've been rebuilding for how long?
Yeah. I just don't think you can have a future with Steph Curry, Stoney.
What's that?
When you have a player like with the caliber of Steph Curry, I don't think you can have a future until he's done.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's just how I feel.
I'm with Dennis. And here's what I mean by that. The Warriors are going to do whatever they're going to do. And you ask a good question. Why are they in on Paul George? Well, I would say it's part desperation, to be quite honest.
No doubt.
However, this is the question that I kind of want to ask Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy, and Warrior fans. And it's this. If you get Paul George, it's going to cost you something. I don't know what it's going to cost you. It'll likely cost you Kuminga at least a year from now. I would think. Maybe not. Nevertheless, it'll probably cost you a couple first-round picks down the line. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of how I started the show. Are you really telling me that the Golden State Warriors are going to acquire Paul George, give him a four-year contract for $220 million. I forget the money. The money's the money. You're going to really give Paul George a four-year deal. That scares me S-less. Mm. I mean, it just does. Like,
I believe you.
And I'm not saying they should, they shouldn't. That would be unbelievable in a way. And maybe they would make him better next year. I mean, you, Evan. So, like, what about? Yeah. Like, it's got nothing.
That's the greatest. Go ahead, Stoney. People are doing it. In
it's
the
got
streets.
Nothing to do. Forget. Take out my perceived negativity. Okay.
Noted.
Okay. And I say to you, Paul George, is it Evan? Do you really think the Warriors are going to get Paul George and then they're going to give him 4 years at 220? I mean, do you think they would do that, Evan?
In a way, because if they do get Paul George, like, I just believe if a team really wanted Paul George, that there's other teams that could put together a better package than the Warriors. So in a way, if they got him, it's because they are desperate.
And I think all three
more
of us
more desperate
agree.
Than other teams.
Mm-hmm. I got some for you guys here.
Now they're desperate. They're not a 54-win team with Draymond. Okay, that's fine.
No, that's going to take care of itself, the win total.
Yeah.
Look, there's nobody can deny right now not making the playoffs. Curry's clock and Draymond's clock ticking. Their careers winding down. They're and not making the playoffs, they're operating from a spot of desperation. Let me read this.
That's when you make mistakes.
Yeah. Well,
but the other thing is, I think people are being naive to what it would look like if it doesn't work, and like the idea that you're not thinking. Like, let me ask you this: if you're going to get Paul George and give him 4 years, Goo, is any part of your equation? He's got to stay healthy. Or you just like, no, let's get him. And if he gets hurt, well, we try.
He's got to stay up. And they're doing that now if they stand pat with your best player.
What were you going to say about that?
Movid, Z82. Oh. Guru, let Stoney be the idiot. Why do you always have to take the idiot take? So I had to read that to get back at him. But no, this is people, if you're coming at me, you're coming at the Warriors. If these reports are true, they feel like they need, and I got to give Willard some love just on this take.
Why?
He said this months ago.
Hell with him.
The answer is not in the building.
It's blowing in the wind. No. That's
But the whole thing about games played could apply to a ton of players.
Like
OG Anunoby's played. He hasn't played more than 70 games in his entire career. Like he's, right. But he's in his prime. If the Warriors could get OG Anunoby, it'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I operate under the premise that older guys get hurt more than younger guys.
Well, Anunoby gets hurt more than all the guys we're talking about.
No, I get that. I get that. But you're picking out one player.
I'm saying there are players like that in which it applies. The only player that is a surefire start every single game is the guy who just got traded to the Knicks, Mikal Bridges.
Injuries can happen at any time.
No,
there's no doubt about it. But
that applies to every player, not just.
But it applies to 34, 35, 36-year-olds to a larger extent. Like, would you really go into the season with a core that old saying, well, we have as much chance of not getting hurt as a younger team?
No, but I think you try and figure out how many games you can expect those players to play. Like, Curry had to play more games last year because I think he pushed it because the team wasn't very good.
And you're at the end of a dynasty, Stani. Like, you don't got a lot of choices.
Exactly. So don't make big mistakes right now because it's going to set you back longer. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
When it's sunny, way down the rain, you gotta go live.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Guru wants Paul George.
I'm good now.
Hey, what do you think of the Warriors' new logo?
New logo?
They got a new logo.
Uniforms?
There is no...
The Warriors have a new secondary logo.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
So I have more uniform / logo info than you?
Boy, and I follow Frank Lucas on Twitter, uniform guy, Paul Lucas.
I'm looking at an email at 10 o'clock, Warriors unveil new secondary logo.
Oh, describe it to me before I see it.
It has the W for Warriors.
Yeah.
But it looks like a basket, like a rim with a net. Are you looking at it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nah, not there. What do you think, Evan? It's paying tribute to the Bay Bridge.
I don't have a strong opinion.
Where's the cars for the sideshow? Dude, I like the uniform. I ain't mad. It'll grow on us.
It seems kind of redundant.
Well... I understand that because every team now has 14 logos.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good stuff.
Where'd you get that from?
I said I got an email at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You're not on the Warriors mailing list?
No. Well, what else do you get?
Do you have an email address?
Yeah.
Sign up.
Did you see which player was featured in the unveiling?
Oh, I could guess.
I already know.
He'll be on with Willard and Dibbs later today from Chasen.
Yeah, fine.
There's no doubt.
Our guy that you said you couldn't wear that hair in the military. That's how it went, right?
How come? Why am I?
He loves us. I didn't say he got mad.
He loves me.
Stani, stop.
Pods likes
me. He gave
me.
You a look. Then you warmed him up because you had to, but he's.
See, you're the kind of guy that thinks that it's my fault that I was buttering up a supposed John Fogerty.
Oh, no, you were in your bag.
I tell you what, did he hang me out to dry on that one.
And you know the cold part is we never got him on.
Either of them.
We could have brought him back on. It's still open. Open invite.
We'll have TJD live from Chase Center tomorrow.
Oh, he's feeling good.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's great. Yeah. Second round pick. Who cares? Tell them about the other guests we're going to have tomorrow. This one, I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
10:30 a.m. Kirk Lakeham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Putting him through the ringer tomorrow.
Hey, you better be on your best behavior.
Dude, I'm looking at these pants with the W on the... God, sweet. Warrior sweet.
Let's go to Carlos in San Francisco. Hey, Los, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Hey.
Doing well.
I'm good. No, I've been listening to your show. I'm a new listener. I just started. I'm over here driving for work and shit, so I've been listening.
Thank you.
I was agreeing with y'all saying. I think I'm agreeing with both of y'all, but I'm kind of in the middle. I have a question. I know it's Steph Window. We got to maximize it, but I think we got to run it back. You know, I think Draymond. You know, he's had his missteps. I guess we can call him. But, I mean, with him on the floor, I think we're a better team. We've shown that for years now. I don't think it's time to blow it up. I like Kuminga. I know he got his missteps, too. But I think we got to ride it with the same team and run it back. Like you guys say, 54-team win. The league is up and down. Last year, we 9 seed, we barely made it. A couple years ago, like you're talking about the other day, we would have been a 6 seed, 7 seed. I think you can't blow it up yet, man. I think it's too early.
All right,
I don't think it's worth it.
So
all that money to get Paul George.
So you're out on Paul George, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, even gotcha. Like Dennis earlier, what we really would want is a young KD again, but that's not going to happen. And I don't think there's enough – I don't think there's a talent like that. You know, like you guys are saying, Paul George, he's good. He's 32, though, 4 years. You really want to have Paul George on the roster, paying him $200 million until he's 36? Can you guarantee his 475-game season?
Good questions, Los. Yeah. Those are more for Daryl the Guru Johnson than me. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm for the immediate, Steiny.
Oh, yeah, I know it. I know it. 888-957-9570. I'm kind of putting it this way because I'm not saying they should do it. Oh, go ahead.
Little piece of NBA news. This is from Sham Sharania. The Miami Heat and Bam Adebayo have reached a 3-year, $166 million maximum contract extension.
Wow, unbelievable.
Man, this is amazing. He's a good player.
He's a good player.
But man,
Team USA.
Too Short said it, the great rapper from the
what
town.
What did he say?
Don't hate the player, hate the game. Like,
no, I don't hate either.
No, I'm just, this is why these parents got kids in 24-hour fitness paying dudes that don't even know how to train money to get little Johnny and Susan to get a check like this. Good God. What if you're Barnes from Toronto, Scotty Barnes?
You're rich.
I mean, generational rich. I mean, four times.
Yeah, here's what I always like to do, Google.
We got to start paying the doctors, the police.
They get paid plenty.
Please.
Police get pensions. That's all you need to know about cops. They got it made.
Steiny, stop.
Dude. Seriously.
I'm watching these videos. They ain't even getting out the car. I'm kidding for about. Stuff, but go ahead.
I'm kidding about to have it easy. But
yeah,
if you put in your time and,
but you know what I mean.
Police can retire.
What about teachers? The police, most important position in life is they're teaching the youth, and we're cheaping them. It's out of control. Good job, Bam. It's out of control.
Both my parents were teachers, so it's a very sensitive topic.
Back then, they were getting paid respectively. Back then, teachers, that was a good living.
Barely.
Yeah.
Barely. My parents.
Now you got to have another job.
My parents still worked in the summer. Mm. They worked. My dad worked at a mushroom farm when he was teaching at Muhlenberg High School. Mushroom farm. Working in the dark. 90 degrees in Temple, Pennsylvania.
But you had a good upbringing.
And he passed that work ethic on to his son.
Yeah, Mikey, your brother.
It's Bob.
It's Bob.
Here's the way I'm putting it to Warrior fans. Like, do you... The Warriors really got to acquire Paul George and give him a 4-year deal. That to me would be
a question for
that
you.
Wow.
Would you go out and buy a ticket or season tickets or just be more excited as a Warrior fan if that news broke as opposed to a team that didn't make the playoffs running it back saying, "Hey, we don't know how good our young players are. We like them, but come out and see us."
Well, first of all,
those are, to me, just the exact opposite ends of...
Well, and they are to me, too, because you're essentially, what you're talking about is winning the press conference. You're talking about all the excitement.
Yeah.
Would Paul George create more excitement? Okay, maybe. What does that mean? You're selling out every game anyway.
But
you got to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm just making the playoffs, right. Donnie.
Well, I'm not assuming.
Wow.
Paul George,
Trey George
equals winning.
And Steph,
uh-huh.
I like it. A guy that can defend, pass, create his own shot, shoot the three. Like, what box doesn't he check outside he's not a champ? Durant wasn't a champ when he came here. Guess how that worked out.
The box he doesn't check for me is...
age.
Well, that, but just direction-wise. He doesn't fit the direction...
Stanley, they got a Steph. I love that. They got a. I'm interrupting. They got a Steph Curry direction.
Well,
you can't have it both ways.
I don't want it both
ways.
They
got Curry. They've won. They got to the greatest heights. They've been a dynasty.
That's right.
Now
move on. Move on, Joe.
Yeah, it's not that easy, man.
Well, it is that easy. And I'm not saying trade Curry. But I'm also not saying don't wreck the next 5 years with a wish, with a hope. That's all. Let's go to Riff Raff in Daly City. Hey, Riff Raff, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Yeah, my wife's Asian. She calls you guys yin and yang, man. You guys are great.
That's okay to say.
Yeah. Ebony and ivory.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Hey, I'll make it real quick. I'm 65 years old. Sports dynasties die, and they die ugly. And typically what happens is the team is not very good for a long time. I've seen it with the Oakland A's a few times, the Niners, the Giants. And it's happening with the Warriors. And what doesn't get brought up a lot is not just their athletic age, but the fact that these guys played in the June 5 years in a row. It takes its wear and tear. Oh. And there's no load management in the playoffs. These guys are worn out. God love them. The fourth championship was their swan song, I believe, and their last hurrah was when they got beat up by the Lakers a couple of years ago. At this point, they don't have any young superstars coming up, I don't see. And outside of getting the Joker and Ant-Man, which isn't going to happen, I really think it's over, and let's just enjoy it, man. So you guys tell me what you think. Love y'all.
Appreciate it.
Go ahead, Stoddy. How do you enjoy when watching Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Steve Kerr walk up?
Draymond Green. I don't care about Draymond Green.
How do you enjoy them not winning? That's what I'm asking.
Well, my thing is this. They won 46 games. Okay, they were their 10th or whatever. 46 games, all right? I think if you continue to kick the can down the road, Paul George, you risk being lousy for years. They won 46 games. Like, people say, well, what do you want, Steiny? What do you want? They have a declining and an aging core. They won 46 games last year with that core and with a group of youngsters who are young, and we don't know what they're going to be. I actually see a light at the end of the tunnel where if they would just keep creeping up a little, maybe when Steph Curry retires, they won't have 3 years decimated. That's what I'm advocating. Because I think if you go all in on Paul George or somebody like that, and you give up picks down the road, I think you're, I don't know if you're inviting 2 or 3 years of really tough sledding, but I actually do look at this team. Okay, they won 46 games. They got four young guys who were in the rotation. How about if they play a little more next year? And maybe they'll get better more than the old guys get worse. And that's how you're better. And of course you try to do something in, you know, around the edges. Mm-hmm. They get a big guy, something like that.
Let me read.
I know
this
that's
to
not
you.
Exciting,
no,
do you?
No, it's not.
I know it isn't. I get it.
Look, how can I be mad at it? It's how you feel. But Stoney, it feels like it's coming from a guy that's reserved. That, you know what? We ain't got a chance.
So because they have a 1% chance, you are good. Like, it's like you're making a bet that you're pretty sure you're going to lose. It's going to have ramifications down the line. It just feels desperate.
Mm. Well, let me read this to you.
And I don't, like, here's the thing.
It's signed to you, but go ahead.
Here's what I think. If you're really going to go out and get Paul George and sign him to 4 years, that to me sounds desperate. I don't think they're desperate right now. Like, I don't think they should feel like they're in a desperate position.
But they shouldn't feel good about not making the playoffs. Because that's the reality of it.
Go into the offseason, try to get better.
But the offseason just started, and yet every outlet has the Warriors going big game hunting.
Right, and it looks like, to me, that feels like they're trying to make a desperate move in the hope that they'll catch lightning in a bottle with a hell of a veteran team.
It's interesting you say that, because regardless of what happens, Donnie, the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO is Steph and Dre's time is ticking, regardless of if you stand pat. That's the rat on the table. So I guess it's about, how do you want that to look? How do you want to feel about that? And do you owe Steph and Dre every opportunity to get you a veteran in here that – on paper, you feel better about their chances of trying to make some noise as opposed to doing what you're talking about, letting the youngsters, grow. And if I'm Steph or Dre, I'm looking around like, man, this ain't how we envisioned it.
Well, you know what? Like, who are Steph and Dre who are declining to scoff at the four guys who are getting better? Especially Draymond.
Hey, I love that word scoff, but what if they're not scoffing? What if they're looking around like, can you get us some more seasoned guys like Paul George?
Okay, yeah,
well,
go get
him. It's going to cost us something, but you won't be around when we have
exactly.
to pay it.
Exactly.
John, Stani, real quick. Oh. Stani, the next 5 years from the YouTube chat is a wish and a hope regardless of the way the team goes. If you're being honest, why not go all in with the best players? Because in history, who's still good? Who's still going to be around? And I kind of...
Again, the cost is too great to acquire... You're going to acquire Paul George at 34. You know what? You're going to do... Here's what it's kind of like. You're going to do what every team didn't do when the 49ers dangled Brandon Ayuk. You wanted that team to give up something, and then they must pay him. That's the way I look at Paul George. It's like, okay, you get him. Now you lose picks and a couple players, and you have to pay him. Wow. Woo! That's risky to me. That's all. That to me sounds risky. So what's my solution, Steiny? What's your solution for it? I told you what I would do. I try to be better than a 46-win team next year, and I try to make some moves around the edges, but by and large, I don't think there's going to be a great move out there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Parker is in San Francisco. Hey, Parker, how you doing?
Good, man. I just wanted to say a couple quick things. First of all, I think Guru is completely right. I kind of think you're wrong, Simon. There's nothing really – it's not draft picks or prospects. It's just one – there's no prospects on our team that are actually good. Like, Jonathan Kuminga's not getting game plan for. Moses Moody isn't getting game plan for. You can give these guys up. I think the front office is just afraid because they completely missed on Wiseman. And if Joe Lacob has to admit that he missed on Kuminga and Wiseman – he's going to have to admit that he doesn't know what he's doing as far as the draft goes. So I don't think you're not giving up picks and the prospects. Just give up one or the other. And Paul George is worth it. They didn't have a scoring wing. They didn't have a defender last year. Steph Curry's still one of the top five players in the NBA. Like, I don't think this is a all-in type of move. It's just one or the other. And I just don't know why the fan base is so attached to these players that really haven't really shown anything.
Good call, Parker. I agree.
Steph Curry's not a top five player.
All right, top 10.
But that's important.
Yeah.
Because the top five players go to the postseason. Embiid goes to the postseason. Doncic goes to the postseason. Jokic goes to the postseason.
Well, they have more help. So much
they
about,
have more
yeah.
help.
And, well, he was missing a guy for umpteen games, too. You're right. You know what I mean? Said like that. I know it's ridiculous, but it matters. We're putting that, and guess what? Let's just say your name was Tony. You would be somewhere saying, you know what, that damn Steph Curry didn't get his team in the playoffs. You would be right. But if you don't bring up, his right-hand man wasn't around for 25, like that matters though, man. But right. Steph has to pay the price of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's called being a superstar. 905. Steiny, this, and okay, I'm just going to be honest with you. This is where I'm just I
can't wait to
hear. We can do it with a smile, but we disagree. Steiny, a 1% chance? You're joking, right? Curry and the Warriors in the playoffs have a puncher's chance against anyone. Steiny, you also said the Warriors were done a few years ago when they went on to... Yeah, okay. Again, and so did Joe Lacob and Bob Myers. They didn't think they were going to win in 2022. Okay. All right. You haven't made the playoffs in 3 or 5 years, but... Like that... But you'll definitely make it next year. You're definitely going to make the playoffs next year. Why? I don't know why. Why would you assume you're going to make the playoffs next year?
Because you got arguably a top 10 player, for some top 5. You got Draymond Green. And if you're healthy, Steiny, this team should make the playoffs. I couldn't believe they didn't make it. I couldn't believe they were teetering at the 10th and Houston almost caught them. Like, what the F is going on around here? And the maddening part is I don't even know who to blame. But I do blame Draymond for his absence. That's number one. Okay, and then Clay's taking strays.
2 years in a row, they're essentially a 45-win team. 2 years in a row, 44 and 46.
Those are facts.
Well, so, like,
but you can't celebrate the 46 when everybody around you got better, too.
44 wins 2 years ago, 46 last year. Again, why? Forget Paul George. Why would you think this team's going to win 53 next year? And you know what? If you say, yeah, I don't know if they can.
I'm just saying availability
Go get Paul George.
And I think that's, or somebody like him, I think that's what they're doing.
We'll see. It's going to come at a hefty cost. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here is what we're talking about.
Paul George, frankly, wants 4 years. He wants a full-out max. And there are a number of teams out there, I am told, that are prepared to give it to him, who are prepared to trade for him. One of those teams, potentially, is up the coast in Golden State. Golden State is big fish hunting. Remember, last trade deadline, they put a call in about LeBron James. They are sniffing around big deals. If Paul George is willing to leave, they would like to be an option for him. But any of these places that Paul would need to go via trade would have to get worked out with the Clippers and would have to get worked out by Saturday. The Clippers, I think, are in a position where they kind of want to call Paul's bluff that he would actually want to leave his hometown of L.A. So that's one of the most interesting things to watch in terms of stare downs between now and this weekend.
Wow, Wendy. And Steiny, I don't know Steve Ballmer, but I love him. I love his enthusiasm. I consider him a Joe Lacob, a guy that cares and is at every game. You're moving into a new building and you're going to say bye-bye to Paul George and break that up.
It's a good point.
I don't want to say I don't think it's going to happen, but if they're playing chicken or possum or what have you, I just don't see Ballmer saying bye-bye to Paul George, who may be the best out of the three you have in regard to Kawhi when you look at availability and Harden and just shape. So, but hey, maybe, and Paul George, good Lord, what if he came here with his podcast and Draymond? I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah, they'd be first team all podcast. No doubt.
Yeah, I didn't think about
that. No doubt.
The microphone gang.
888-957-9570 is the number. Technically, the offseason free agency hasn't started, but it really, really feels like it has. Couple texts from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Goo, I'm going to just throw these at you and tell me what you think. From the 925, this is not from me. This is from the 925. Do the Warriors beat the Timberwolves, Nuggets, or Mavericks in the playoffs with Paul George? Nope. That's the 925. And then this is one of those where, okay, 707. Boston doesn't have a top five player, and they want it all with ease. Okay. Right. They might not. They have the 7th best player, the 11th best player, and the 19th best player. Like, they've got Tatum, Brown, and Drew Holiday.
Yeah. He's a bad boy.
Who's better than anybody the Warriors have outside Steph Curry. And some might say, I didn't say it. I'm not saying it, but you know, Drew Holiday's a
darn good. He's a baller, man.
He's a Hall of Famer.
And it's a champ, two-time champ.
Exactly.
If you're Milwaukee's hashtag random, what the hell are you? You just gave the Celtics the chip.
You loved the trade when they made it. You loved Damian Lillard going to Milwaukee.
Yeah, but I didn't think Dame was not going to touch a basketball.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Or say, you know what, I don't like it around here. I don't have friends.
You know, there's one of those, I know Evan was on
you,
that too.
Yeah.
Remember?
He.
Oh, couple hey, things Evan Damian, said this. Damian Lillard and Giannis, order the rings.
No, I think
both
he was
of you
saying,
guys.
I don't. Oh, I had
I'm
Evan
making
for
it
dream.
Up. Okay. I'm just kidding. But I guarantee. But I don't have to. I don't have to speculate to know that. I guarantee you love that trade from the Milwaukee point of view.
It.
Yeah.
No, it was a case of Wadi Coyote. It blew up.
By
in
the way,
face.
I hate to do this. It's Wile-E Coyote. It's not Wild E. It's Wiley Coyote, but it's Wile-E.
Oh.
E is his middle initial, but it sounds like Wiley.
Well, you also thought that the Tasmanian Devil was in the Wile-E Coyote and Roadrunner cartoon.
Remember that one? I'll start it.
Prove it.
Come on, man.
We all thinking of things that
he
we
was
remember.
For real, too. Thank you, Evan. Man.
888-957-9570 is the number. I don't know about you, but I'm having fun. 888-957-9570. I see Big Smoothie. I see Jesse. I'll get to you on the other side. Simple. You want Paul George? Oh, you do. You want to extend him for 4 years at 220? Oh, you do.
Real quick, somebody said LeBron James on here.
Okay. Yeah,
we act like Paul George is going to be the only addition.
That segment... Oh, they're going to get LeBron, too, was brought to you by a Safeway. John Sally.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.